from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I would say most still view Allen as like the guy they would take even behind Patrick Mahomes, or even there are a few that would take him before Patrick Mahomes. But there is that fatigue right now. It's like enough is enough with the turnovers. What is he going into year seven? That's sort of the issue. We're talking about like 78 turnovers or so, not only interceptions, but fumbles, just carelessness. So when you're talking about the quarterback position, that's a huge priority when it comes to winning and losing. And that probably has had an effect on the Bills not breaking through.
That's Jeremy Fowler. Josh is really trying to fire me up going through the rest of the show, I can tell. All right, I'm going to put that to the side for a moment because we have some fun here. Kyle Brandt now on the Wester Hotline. Buffalo mount up night for the Bisons this Saturday. First pitch at 6:35. Kyle will be throwing out the first pitch. He'll have a bobblehead giveaway, Kyle Brandt bobblehead giveaway, autographs as well. Angry runs, chicken wing race, the whole shebang this Saturday night. It'll be fun at the ballpark, 6:35 first pitch. Kyle, I think this is the first time we're speaking. Nice to have you on.
Joe, what's up, man? Thanks for having me.
What's up? You excited for Saturday? How much first pitch practice have you done, or will you do any?
Zero. Absolutely zero. I'm just going to – my plan is high heat. Very, very hard. The only thing that you can really embarrass yourself with in these things is if you one-hop it, if you short-hop it. And I know there's a long history of everybody from Baba Booey to 50 Cent to Carl Lewis, Mariah Carey. I'm not joining them. I may throw it through the backstop, but I'm not one-hopping the sucker, I promise.
Yeah, that's a good point, right? If you bounce it like 10 feet in front of the catcher, it's going viral, and not in a good way. And if you launch it, like the worst thing that could happen if you throw it high is if it goes over the catcher's head. I mean, what are you going to get? Like, oh, look at the arm on Kyle Brandt. Like, you can't even control it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be full Ricky Vaughn Wild Thing. Like, I'm really going to throw it as hard as I can. I may injure myself, but I'd rather do that than one-hop it. And the other thing is, like, the other emasculating thing in the first pitches is when, in my opinion, when you don't throw off the mound. Like, you're on the grass and they put that little mat in front of you. I will be on the mound, rosin bag, everything I need to do. I'll check the runner. I'm gonna go for the sucker. I mean, do you have any advice for me? You study this stuff.
I'm not studying for the first pitch stuff like that. That's for sure. Just throw it as hard as you possibly can. That would be my advice. Okay. I like the Ricky Vaughn style. Don't try to get it down the middle. Just put some heat on it. That would be the best
I
can do.
My promise is that I'm not promising I'm going to paint the corner. I promise it will not be boring. That's what I would say to the Bisons fan. And speaking of which, Joe, you got to help me with this. So the team reaches out to me, this incredibly generous, really flattering offer. Mm. We make this video to promote it. And when the video comes out, I get, you know, for every Bills fan saying, oh, this is so cool, I have 30 of them saying, hey, dude, It's not bisons, it's bisons. It's, we say bisons here. So I've learned, you got to help me out. It is bisons with hard Z, right?
It's bisons, yeah. I wonder if that's like an accent thing, though, like even like the very subtle differences around the country. Because here, like we say, like the letter A, like we say ant a little bit different, I think, than other places in the country. I do wonder if that's more of like a where you're from thing. Because bisons would definitely be the way that you're going to hear it around here.
Yeah, I think it's 100% because I'm familiar with the word bisons. I've known that my whole life. One of our rival high schools in Chicago was spelled B-I-S-O-N-S, but it was bisons, I promise. When we get to Western New York, it's like a triple Z in the middle, and yeah. I will follow that rule for sure. Go bisons. I'm in.
There we go. Love it. First pitch, 6:35, Buffalo Mound up night. Kyle Brandt bobblehead giveaway. I should mention this, there'll be a limited supply of Angry Run t-shirts.
Yeah.
And that'll benefit the Buffalo Bisons Charitable Foundation, the sales for that. And if you want to go, 20% off when you purchase before game day. So get your tickets now before Saturday if you want to go against the Rail Riders. So Kyle Brandt on the Western Hotline, NFL Network. I've been calling it Bill's Zoomies today, Kyle. I don't know if you have a dog where like you're getting all your energy out at the end of the day. You're running around the yard. And we've been doing that with Bills fans today before training camp starts. And there's been... Because there was this ESPN quote from an anonymous executive about Allen being overrated. So, of course, that fires people up, right?
Yep.
So, the turnovers has really been the thing that I've been finding myself the most fired up about. You've talked to Allen, of course, plenty of times before. You've been following the Bills for years. The turnovers specifically for Allen, do you see it as a big problem? Because my thing is always that regular season, sure, they're there, but... Statistically, they're almost completely gone in the playoffs, which is, I thought, what everybody said they care the most about.
You mean the biggest, most important games of the year when he plays his best football? You think that matters? You think that's actually relevant to this discussion? That's crazy. That's way too rational, Joe, and I don't understand why everyone's not paying attention to that. My take on the overrated quote was, when I first read it, I read it in text form, I thought they were talking about that Josh Allen from the Jaguars. And then, oh, no, Mike, hold on. He changed his name. It's not him. They're actually talking about the Bills quarterback. And then my take is that it's nonsense. No executive ever said that. Someone just made it up to get us through the last couple of weeks until training camp because everyone's sick of pretending they care about Brandon Ayuk's contract situation. So let's just float out some BS about Josh Allen and fill segments. There is no person in any NFL world who thinks he's overrated. In fact, listen, if you want to split hairs about turnovers in regular season, fine. I think Josh Allen's underrated, and I think you're going to find that out this year now that Diggs and Gabe are gone. I really do.
Yeah. On Diggs being gone and kind of how this year sets up for him and the Bills, expectations naturally are a little bit lower just because there's more questions than ever, especially on offense with the overhaul of receiver. We haven't really seen what Allen's looked like once he at least hit that, you know, took that big step forward. We haven't really seen him without Diggs. So for you, what they've done this offseason, the new coordinator getting his first full offseason in as well, what should expectations be to you for the Bills' offense this year?
MVP-type season from Josh Allen, and I'm not just saying that to bounce off the walls. I really mean this. If anybody really thinks that Josh Allen was a product of Stephon Diggs in any way, it's ludicrous. You're not watching. I respect Stephon Diggs. I respect the production. He got Josh into NFL adulthood. He took him in adolescence, and he helped him get to adulthood. And now Josh Allen is a full-grown-ass man in the NFL who is not a product in any way of Stephon Diggs, let alone Gabe. You're going to really appreciate how good he is this year. And I know I mentioned MVP. My comp is this, 2015 Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. Think about that. It's a Super Bowl team. Cam Newton was the MVP. They had almost no wide receivers whatsoever on that team. He would just hulk out all season, work with tight ends, work with running backs, with a Sean McDermott defense on that team, and he was the best player in the league. That is the kind of season I expect from Josh Allen. And let's not pretend there's not this thing too, Joe, where like there was a weight that Stephon Diggs brought, both to Josh, to all the coaches, in which every 20 minutes they'd have to be asked questions they didn't want to be asked about Stephon Diggs and his personality and the relationship. I think that wore them down. I think it definitely wore down the quarterback after a few years. It's all gone now. Free, loose, fun. I guess Diggs was really good. They'll find a way to place the production. I think he's going to be fantastic this year. I think Josh Allen's going to have the leading MVP candidacy this year.
Yeah, it kind of sets up nicely for him. I guess the only thing I wonder if this one trend has been more of a coincidence or if this is something voters take serious account into is that almost every MVP winner in the last decade was the one seed. You know, it's often given to the quarterback on the team that had the best season. Not always. Matt Ryan, I think, was the two seed. So it can adjust.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Just a little bit, but that also could be a little bit of randomness. I don't know. For you, like, do the Bills have to line up next to Allen having MVP level numbers with a year where they're competing at least for the bye? I would think they certainly have to be, you know, winning the division if he's going to be in that type of conversation.
Definitely. And winning the division for sure. But I think there's a couple really important and tangible criteria for MVP. The tangible one is obviously stats. You got to put up numbers and whatnot. But I think the thing that voters love, and I've seen this over the years, they love a story. They love an arc. They love it something different. They love this guy's in a new team, or this guy has a new coach, or in the case of Josh Allen, he has the story already written. Almost 200 receptions just walked out of his huddle from last season, and everyone's thinking, well, then maybe the bubble has burst a little bit. He's going to have to do this all by himself, and he will. That's a great story. If Diggs leaves and whoever knows what he does with Houston, fine. Don't underestimate, though, the power of a really good story, and I think he has one already, as long as the production is there, and I think it will be.
Kyle Brandt on the Western Hotline. Buffalo mount up night at the Bisons game on Saturday. Kyle Brandt bobblehead giveaway, 6:35 first pitch. Be sure to check it out. What about the division around the Bills? How much respect do you give the Jets and the Dolphins as threats this year?
A ton. I mean, let's not pretend we don't. Like, my prediction for last year, and I know this hurts people's ears. Last year, everybody predicts their playoff teams or MVP winner. My prediction for MVP last year was Rodgers. I thought Aaron Rodgers was going to win MVP. Now, obviously, it went wildly different after four plays. But for some of the reasons I mentioned, he already won it four times. He had the story. I thought he put up the statistical stuff. The Jets' defense is for real. They're really good. Their offense is completely loaded. I still don't know if Robert Saleh is going to blink when it gets really tough. He hasn't coached many big games. But the Dolphins are still lingering there, too. I mean, this division, I think, is going to be one of the better ones. I still don't anticipate anything out of New England. But those three teams, I think, are still fantastic. And I think, like, listen, the Jets thing was supposed to be this massive, massive deal last year and was gone in 5 seconds. And now we'll run it back. And Rodgers is one of these guys that whatever you want to say about him off the field, fine. I can't quit him on the field. He's still the best quarterback I have ever seen. I'm not saying the greatest like Brady. I've never seen anybody play the game better than Rodgers. And now he's got a fantastic offense, one of the best defenses he's ever had in his career. The Jets are going to be for real.
Finally, Kyle, before we let you go, the Chiefs going into this year, Mahomes made that comment earlier in the week about how He kind of knew like things weren't right middle of last year, and it wasn't as fun as it's been in past years. Like, they kind of won when they were going through all this offensive trepidation, but they won anyway because their defense was so good, and Mahomes steps up in moments where he needs to. So should I consider them to be better going into this year, given that they added some at receiver? I mean, it's tough. They won the Super Bowl, so I don't even know how to like kind of frame that, but I don't know. I look at their roster on paper, and I feel like last year might have been the time for someone to get them because I think they probably got better.
Isn't that funny? Like, it felt like it was a down year for them last year, and they won the Super Bowl. They got smacked by the Raiders at the end of last season when everyone was jumping off like, oh, they're cooked. Then they win the Super Bowl. They beat that Baltimore team. It's just one of these things. It's like the opposite of the Cowboys, Joe. Like, we get so excited about the Cowboys, and they always fall on their face. The Chiefs are like, they're going to look bad at some point this season. They will always find a way. This might be the last ride for Kelce. This might be the last season. But as it pertains to the Bills, I'm looking at two playoff matches that are just so ripe. I feel like Stephon Diggs is coming back to Buffalo representing Houston in the playoffs. And they're going to have, and then the Bills are going to have to play this Chiefs team with the rookie wide receiver that they handed to the Chiefs and is the fastest guy in NFL history. So I'm excited for both of those, and yes, the Chiefs will matter. Remember, there's really only one playoff loss that you can put on Patrick Mahomes. The one he lost to Cincinnati where he did not play well. The other ones were not on him in any way. There's one time Patrick Mahomes has been in a playoff game and kind of blew it ever, and it's a crazy, crazy stat. So they're always going to be there. Someone will have to take them out, and it's just so, so hard to do. But when they suck sometime around week 12 or week 16, nobody expects them to continue because they will fix it.
Kyle Brandt, bobblehead giveaway on Saturday. Angry runs from the chicken wing race as well. Angry runs. You might have some more kickoff returns this year on Angry Runs, I'm guessing.
Dude, I hope so. I would love special teams Angry Runs.
Yeah.
I love sending the scepter to like the weird guys you've never heard of, who's some guy who gets his hand on the ball, who's a nickel and gets an interception and returns it. I would love special team scepters. I'm ready to hand them out, and I will have it on Saturday night in Buffalo.
All right, love it. Bisons. I feel like actually, if you just say it fast enough, people won't even notice if you're off a little bit.
I'm gonna cough while I say it. The Buffalo Bisons.
Perfect.
I'll figure it out by the time I get there. My family and I are driving there. It's gonna take us 6 hours, and I'm gonna just rehearse for the whole drive. So I'll be ready.
All right, 6 hour drive, and he'll be throwing the first pitch on Saturday. Looking forward to it. 20% off when you purchase before game day. Reminder if you want to go on Saturday night. Kyle, thanks again. Great to talk to you, and good luck on Saturday.
Everybody, come hang Saturday night, Joe. I really appreciate you having me.
Awesome. Thanks, Kyle.
Later, man.
All right, we'll take a timeout here. We'll wrap things up. Extendo Sports on the way back. Open Championship update. There are a bunch of guys at 2 under par, all one shot back of Justin Thomas, who is 3 under par. Sepp Straka, Russell Henley, Justin Rose, Alex Noren, Nikolai Hogard. The next real big name after Thomas. Again, some guys haven't teed off. Tiger is off, I believe, now, right? Tiger teed off. That's him on one in there. I got the 2 TV action here. I got McIntyre. What's Peacock doing? Why do I have McIntyre on here instead of Tiger?
Rory is currently on the screen, actually.
Rory's on the screen.
On 16. He is plus 6.
Oh.
By the way, last break.
Rory.
Last break, DeChambeau made a crazy eagle putt to go plus 5.
Wow. Oh, to go plus 5. I finally convinced myself. Not convinced myself. I started watching his YouTube channel, and it's so good. And he's so much more likable once you watch him more and more than I definitely had been acting. So finally, like, okay, I'm going to root for DeChambeau. I'm into him now. And plus 5. Just blows up the first 9 holes, and it's already over. So you get some bigger names. Scheffler tees off in about 30 minutes. So not everybody's out in the course yet. So Thomas, for now, though, is the leader. Extendo Sports on the way, and then we'll wrap things up, get you off to the Extra Point Show coming up next here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.